is a printed newsletter a tool that your law firm should be using in its marketing and advertising and sales strategy? Hi, my name is Richard James, and I've been working with law firm owners for 15 years. I've been using a printed newsletter in my practice and teaching other law firm owners to use a printed newsletter in their practice for that time. And so today, I just want to share with you some insights that I've learned through the years and highlight one of our clients, Don Golden, and help you understand what you should be doing as well. So why should you use a newsletter? So to increase referrals. The second reason is to sell additional practice areas. If you have more than one practice area in your firm, you should use a newsletter to remind them about the other practice areas that you have, because you just never know when they're going to have that other legal issue. And three, you should increase your RDP, referral development program. Why are these three things important? In order to increase your referrals from your existing clients and increase those who use you if you have additional practice areas and have them remember who you are, this is called building an iron fence around your herd. Your herd is your list. Your list is made up of all of the prospects who've reached out to your firm who didn't retain your firm, those clients who did retain of your firm at past and present. That is fundamentally your list. And your list has different levels of qualification. The older the list, the lower qualified, the newer the list, the more qualified. Make sure that you stay in touch with your list. Now, the more practice areas you offer and the more diversity you have in your firm and the larger your firm is, the larger the number of people you're going to want to stay in contact with for the longer period of time. The less practice areas, let's say you only have one practice area, then you're going to use a little bit more of cost-effective of a strategy. Hey, if you'd like more information about this topic and other topics that focus on the systems in your law firm, go ahead and visit thelawfirmsecret.com. And we can start to take the next step, and you can learn more about how we see running a law firm built by systems. There are two ways to use your newsletter. One is printed, and two is email. Now, you can also email it. You can also SMS. You can also text it, right? So the printed is the type that has the biggest bang, but it also has the biggest cost. I mean, even if you're just doing a single page in-house, you're printing on black and white, it's still gonna cost you around a buck by the time it's all said and done, printing and everything else, to put it out in the mail and labor to get it out and all that stuff. So if you're gonna do a simple printed newsletter, it's gonna cost you about a dollar. And if you're gonna do something that's on a larger scale, like what I'm about to share with you, it's gonna cost you probably closer to $2.50. There's not a wrong answer. It just kind of depends on how important this strategy is to your firm. Obviously, once you create the printed newsletter, creating a digital version of it is fairly straightforward. You're going to want to augment it a little bit. And one of the things about newsletters is that you want to make sure that you're doing it in a timely fashion. Meaning, if you're not always delivering it the same time every month and doing it consistently, people will stop depending on it. Which brings me to what should be contained inside this newsletter. Well, let's take a look at Don Golden. So Don Golden, first of all, he's using a self-mailer where you put your address on one side, it gets folded in half, so it turns into a 5.5 by 8 piece, and it's called a self-mailer because you can just put a stamp on it or use a postage stamp that's already prepaid first-class postage. And then it just has a 4-page fold-out. All printed newsletters come in usually 4s. You can do an insert in here that would give you 2 more pages, it'd be 6. And then what you have to recognize is with this information, about 60% of Don's information, it's not about bankruptcy necessarily. Don's a bankruptcy firm. It's about other things that are relevant to that person's life. One of them in particular is something that they're going to want. And this one is Don's fish tacos. Now, Don sends these out, and for his customers or his clients that really have a relationship with him, they love his fish tacos because they've made them before, and he gets reviews about his fish tacos on his social media page and everything else, and so he knows these fish tacos are a hit, and so this gives them something to look forward to. Every month, Don's going to send them out a new recipe of the month. Don also introduces them to a member of his team, right? Which is really important. So they get to know who the team is. And so he makes it more than just about bankruptcy. He also makes sure he points out what his clients have to say. And then He talks about referrals. He doesn't hide the fact that they accept referrals. So he puts it in there that they accept referrals. And the only thing that I'd love to see him have in here is about the other practice areas that he has. Now, when you do a printed newsletter, one of the things that comes down to is cost. How much of your budget should go towards printed newsletter? It depends. So if I'm a law firm that has four major practice areas and they all equal a reasonable percentage of the business, then I'm probably going to do a newsletter to my entire client list. As long as they're alive and still breathing, I'm going to send them a newsletter every single month, and I'm going to do it for eternity, even though every year that newsletter list gets a little bit bigger, and that means the consequential expense for that newsletter goes up as well. But as a percentage of your overall marketing budget, it's still relatively small. If I was a firm that only had one practice area, and I'm looking for referrals, I'm going to use a much more tighter strategy, depending on the size of the firm and depending on the budget that I have for marketing and advertising. I'm going to go back a year, 2 years, 3 years, depending on the size of the number of clients I serve, and I'm going to kind of cut it off and say at maybe the 3-year mark, I'm not going to send my newsletter to any of those past clients, and I'm not going to use it as a prospecting tool either. So I'm not going to send it to unconverted leads. For the really aggressive firms, they end up using the existing newsletter, and they also send it out to unconverted leads, or they use it in their shock and awe packages when they get leads that are scheduling appointments and whatnot. So when you're thinking about creating this budget for a newsletter, it kind of depends on how many practice areas you have, what is a client worth to you, how much revenue are you doing, and how many clients do you serve every single year as to how far back you want to go. As far as the digital newsletter, that should go to everybody. Unconverted leads, that should go to prospects, and that should go to your clients as well digitally. If you're thinking about doing this for referral partners, so those, I would keep, as soon as every time I get a new referral from somebody new, they would go on the newsletter list and they would get a version of this for them. I would probably add a little cover letter in there for them saying, hey, just want to keep you posted as to what we're doing for clients just like yours. I'm going to personalize it for them because usually a referral list is much smaller than your client list. And so you're just going to want to make sure your referrals get your newsletter every single month too. All of this is about building an iron fence around your list. Your number one valuable asset in your business is your list and your relationship with that list. And one of the fastest ways to make sure you build that iron fence around your list is to make sure you use a newsletter, send it out via mail, send it out digitally, and make that consistency happen with your list and talk to them about things that are non-relevant, not necessarily about the practice area that you serve, but rather about things that they would be interested in, maybe things that you're interested in, like your hobbies, and make a personal connection with that list. One of the ways that you can supercharge your newsletter is you could take each article and you can make a video about each article. You can make the video interesting, and that video can be used in social media. Your team will be able to chop the video up and use it in shorts. You'll be able to have long versions of the video via YouTube, and you'll also be able to take that video and send it out via email, SMS, and direct messages through social, and send that word out there further and further rather than just sending the digital newsletters. When you're going to go through the effort of using a newsletter, let's find out multiple ways for you to use it so you can get value out of it. Think about it. Each one of those videos and transcripts of that video is SEO content, is more ways for Google and AI to see you as relevant as an author and somebody who's an expert in your field and is going to find you as compared to your competition when people are searching via all the new ways they're searching for things these days. All right, let's go out and build your practice better one newsletter at a time. Hey, if you'd like more information about this topic and other topics that focus on the systems in your law firm, go ahead and visit thelawfirmsecret.com and we can start to take the next step and you can learn more about how we see running a law firm built by systems.